The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harvey Sinclair, Chief Executive Officer of E Energy Group. That's EEAS ticker. Harvey, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, and you've announced you're launching a green energy initiative to help UK schools switch to LED lighting, and we'll discuss the detail of that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Harvey, for people not familiar with E-Energy, could you just summarise the business, please?
Sure. So E-Energy is an AIM-listed energy as a service company. Our core business, E-Light, deploys light as a service, which means that we drive our customers' energy costs down through the implementation of LED solutions through a subscription service. This means that our customers don't have to deploy any capital. They're able to deliver a turnkey solution, drive down their carbon footprint, and unlock free cash savings from their existing old lighting services.
Excellent stuff. So this green energy initiative you've launched is designed to work alongside the public sector decarbonisation scheme. So first of all, can you use a background into that scheme and then tell us about your initiative, if you could, Harvey?
Sure. So look, the government has launched the public sector decarbonisation scheme, which effectively is free money to the public sector. The focus of the scheme is around decarbonisation of heat, but also includes other energy efficiency measures to drive down energy costs and the carbon footprint of public sector buildings, which obviously includes state and multi-academy trust schools. Mm-hmm. Now, the scheme is not completely simple. It's quite complicated. And with the focus on heating, schools have been a little bit confused as to whether or not they're able to do heating and lighting or just lighting. Through Salex, which is the government's vehicle, which they are using to deploy this free money, there are some very tight timeframes. And so we're working in parallel with Salex to enable schools, when they apply for essentially grant money for lighting, they are finding that there is a gap where there is only available 70% funding for lighting schemes. And therefore, what we are doing is we're launching a gap funding solution, which allows schools to partner with E-Light through its green initiative, which is essentially our light as a service operating lease, in conjunction with the free money, so that they can accelerate faster and deliver the turnkey solutions that we would normally be offering them in any event. So it's a win-win for E-Light, because we're able to accelerate a far greater number of projects, which is fantastic. And we're also able to offer the schools, effectively the best value proposition to them and accelerate their journey to a net zero savings.
Yeah. And how do you see this, affecting your growth plans, then, Harvey?
If anything, what it's done is it's exposed huge opportunity for our business over the next 9 months. There is a window of qualification. So there's been a rush for surveys and audits into our business. We're seeing in November the greatest level of activity in terms of new proposals and new audits that are being required by schools that we've ever seen before. We've seen a lot of energy consultancies that are being employed by schools and the government to carry out independent audits approach us, wanting to partner with us. So we're now seeing a huge channel partner strategy kick off. All with the goal that, we're going to see accelerated growth into, calendar Q1 next year and possibly beyond into the second quarter next year. In parallel to this, obviously, there is our normal core business, which is not affected by the government's initiative. So we're still busy trying to facilitate all of the inquiries we're getting in there. So it's an incredibly exciting opportunity, really, for the business.
Yeah. And you mentioned that independent schools, can't access this the government scheme. So what's your plan to support them then, Harry?
Yeah, interesting. Obviously, independent schools are not able to qualify for government money. So what we have done is we've worked in conjunction with our funding partners and our supply chain partners to effectively create this green initiative, which is essentially a subsidy package where we're investing our own margin and also effectively the mechanism to enable independent schools to pay a smaller premium for going through light as a service. So we are effectively launching this Green Partners initiative, which allows independent schools to access essentially funding through eLight through a much more subsidized rate. It's sub 2%, which means that the perceived premium that they might be looking at to move forward with an LED project through a monthly light as a service scheme is very marginal versus the upfront cost. So we think that is a really positive message for the independent schools, where we as eEnergy and eLight can be seen as an alternative to Salex, and therefore hopefully we'll be able to capture huge, big additional percentage of the independent schools market, which, as you know, is a massive market. Over 2,000 schools in this sector, and that's a £200 million opportunity for eLight, and we are the leaders in that particular market niche.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, Harvey, as always, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of this, but are not yet following you on Vox, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Great. So, look, eLight's at the forefront of this decarbonisation, if you like, initiative. As a business, we're now seeing a massive acceleration of the adoption of energy efficiency as a service, and we expect to see explosive growth now that the government is providing additional funding for schools. And look, eEnergy as a group has a huge climate action initiative, which it expects to accelerate over the next few months through its M&A strategy to complement our core business, and we see that as an exciting ESG story for investors in the market.
Excellent stuff, Harvey. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.